We continue the Ezra Hashem Yitbarach, our series of shiurim on when may I make a business or do different activities in my apartment, in my chatzar, and when may I not. The Shulchan Aruch and Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Beis. Teaches us. Chanush shebechatzer. If somebody wants to make a store in a chatzer, yichayel mashchenim limchas biyodoy v'loy maloy, the neighbors can protest and say, ein anachnu yichayel melisha mikol hanichnasim v'hayotzim. The noise is something we can't deal with. El oisa melachta b'chanusoy v'moich l'shuk. He has to rent a store. That's difficult to sleep because of the noise of the hammer or the mill. Given that he already has a chazok, that he's doing this, and no one stopped him. Says Ramah, if I do something in the privacy of my home, nobody could stop me. But the remark concludes that this is only by healthy people. If my neighbors are not well, the call massacre them and the noise bothers them, yichaylem limchus. So here we have a machloikus between the Mechaber and the Ramah, what the halacha is. And as the Nesivos explains the machloikus, he says that Ramah's opinion is that if I have a hammer, if I'm banging a hammer in my apartment, even l'chatchila, my neighbors may not say anything. But according to the Mechaber, l'chatchila, they could complain even about a hammer. The only nafkamina, according to the Mechaber, between a hammer or nechnosim v'yoytzim, is regarding will a chazaka help. That according to the Mechaber, for nechnosim v'yoytzim, a chazaka won't help. As we explained in the previous shiur, the reason why, because by nechnosim v'yoytzim, there is no chazaka, because every day it's different people that are coming, Whereas by a hammer, it's the same hammer, the same banging every day, and that's why a chazaka will help. Moreover, Darach HaShulchan says that the chazaka is only for what I have a chazaka. So if I have a chazaka for one type of hammer, for one type of noise, that chazaka will not help for a different type of situation. The Chasam Sofer, in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Tzadik Beis, was asked the following shaila. There were a number of people living in a house. We spoke about the shaila briefly in our previous year. There were a number of people living in a house, and he wanted to sell liquor he wanted to open up a liquor business. And the neighbors said, no, we don't want to be able to do this because of the flow of traffic of people coming to your house. So the Chasam Sofer says a chiddush that this iser only applied in the time of Shas, in the time of Chazal, when there were a lot of people coming and going at all hours of the day to businesses. But nowadays, where even if you have a store in your home, if the store is only open by day, there is no problem, because it doesn't disturb the sleep. However, the Chasam Sofer says, if it will be in a way that even during the day it'll just be very difficult to be there, the halacha may be different. I, the person who writes the shaila to the Chasam Sofer, begins a discussion with the Chasam Sofer saying, but don't we, the neighbors, have a responsibility to be concerned about the panasa of our neighbor, that now by us having a store there, it will affect his panasa? So the Chasam Sofer says that I have an obligation to support my family. My neighbors don't have that responsibility. The Kesef Kedoshim takes a whole different approach, and the Kesef Kedoshim's approach is that even by day, it's disturbing to have a store in my building, and therefore my neighbors could protest. Even though we're speaking about making noise, when is it permitted, when is it prohibited, I saw from the Pesachei Choshen that anything that's considered standard and normal would not be a problem. For example, let's say somebody has an air conditioner, and the air conditioner, particularly the original air conditioners, were quite noisy. So I have an air conditioner and it makes noise. It cannot, my neighbors cannot complain. My neighbors cannot complain and say that I should not be allowed to put on the air conditioner. Having given this introduction, the words of the Shulchan Aruch, still we find some interesting shailas around this subject. Again, a question which is less common. If somebody has laundry and he wants to hang his laundry to dry out on a clothesline, and this person does laundry late at night, so by pulling the clothesline it makes noise, can my neighbor protest? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Hey Sif Mem Aleph says, Kol Dovah Sheyodua She'Eino Me'Aru Yochel L'Sod Lo, anything that I know that this particular person can't deal with this noise. Api Sheshabnei Adam Soivu Me'Soi Ein Lo Chazok Negem Me'Aru Zeh. So if I have a neighbor that this bothers, even though other people can make an argument that it does, to other people it wouldn't be such a bother, the halacha is he could prevent me from doing this. Similar shaila. On the other hand, let's say I'm a person that stays up late and I take a shower late at night, and my downstairs neighbor says that my water pipes pass through his apartment, and therefore the noise of the water going up bothers him. Can he prevent me or not? So I saw from the Shuki Chemet that he says that that isn't going to be a valid complaint. Because even though we just read the words of the Ramah, that the Ramah says that if my neighbors, that I have neighbors that the noise bothers, and since they're not well, they could be moicha. The Chazon Ish, which is a sheet of the Rivash, says that when do my neighbors, if they're not well, have greater rights? Says the Chazon Ish, that's only when I'm not doing something which is not standard to be done in an apartment. And therefore, my neighbor says, you're not using your apartment for its standard use, and what you are using the apartment for is very bothersome, therefore I don't want you to do this. But if I do in my apartment things that are normal, taking a shower is a normal thing to do in your apartment, even if my neighbor is not well, he has no right to complain. Which opens up the next shaila, which of course is a common question. You have people that live in a multi-level home, and people who live on the upper floor have children that are playing. And the question is, can the lower neighbor say that the children playing are bothering us? The answer, I think, is, again, children playing in a home, of course, is normal, and therefore the children cannot be stopped. Of course, proper chinuch is to teach a child that he should respect. Proper chinuch requires that a child should respect his neighbors, and if there are neighbors who are elderly or are not well, the other neighbors should respect that. Given that we're learning now how one has to be concerned about not disturbing a neighbor, so let's say somebody has an alarm system, and the alarm system is broken, and it went off, and it's making terrible noise, and the neighbors, and the person who owns the car, the apartment, whatever, it can't be reached. The question is, can you break that alarm system? So the Gemara Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, teaches us, Ovet Inish Dina L'Nafshei B'Mokim Pseida, a person can take the law into his own hands where he's losing. Losing sleep is also considered a significant loss, and the Paiskim Paskin, that under those circumstances, the halacha will be that they could break it. Of course, they have to be as careful as possible in doing the minimum damage. There's a question where somebody is doing construction in his home. A neighbor is doing construction at home, and there's a person who's not well. There's a woman who, Baruch Hashem, just had a baby, and the noise of the construction is very bothersome to the person who is not well, to the person who just had the baby. And they're requesting from their neighbor that they please stop the construction until they until she gets better, she gets stronger. The neighbor says it will cause me a financial loss doing this because I signed a contract with the contractor. What is the halacha? So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in his Sefer Tufchi Abiyu in Chelik Sheni, at the end of the Sefer he has a whole kuntras on Hilchos Shcheinim and he discusses the Shaila. So he says that Alpidin, the neighbor cannot stop me. Going back to the Chazon Ish that we quoted a little earlier, that my neighbor can never stop me from doing something which is normal. And doing construction cannot be considered, especially doing it in the normal hours of the day, is not considered unreasonable. He says the best that he could suggest is that if my neighbor is claiming that this is really bothering them and they're not well and they can't deal with this at this time, the best that he could recommend is that the neighbor pay me to pay off my contractor to postpone the work, but otherwise it cannot be stopped. The halacha is that even a place where even a doctor, as we discussed in the previous year, even a doctor, my neighbors could prevent me from even opening a medical practice, in my apartment. Again, with the claim, as we're learning in the Gemara, Kol an nechnasim v'kol hayoytzim. The Tzitz Eliezer, in the Shalos Teshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud, Simen Chof Hei, Perek Lamed, discusses exactly such a shaila, where someone, where there's a doctor who lives in an apartment in a building, and he wanted to open up a medical and he wants to open up in his apartment. Patients come to see him. So he wants to have in his apartment a medical practice. And his neighbors say that this is, the practice is disturbing them. What is the halacha? So at first glance, he says, it's an open Gemara in our sugya. And daf chaf aleph amar aleph. If one of the people who live here wants to be a doctor, my neighbors could stop me. Again, because of the nechnasim v'yotzim. And again, we learned in the Gemara further, Mishyesh lebayis b'chotzer ashutfim, harei lois grenu, loy leroyfe, v'loy leumen. So, at first glance, it should be usher. But as we're going to learn, we learned in the Gemara, that if I want to open up a yeshiva, that's permitted. So the Taz asks the question, the reason opening up a yeshiva is mutter, is because it's a dvar mitzvah, as the Gemara explains, with the takona of Rabbi Shu ben Gamla. So if so, why is a doctor any different? Ripui nefashis is also a dvar mitzvah. So why do we say that this is mutter and this is awesome? So the Taz wants to suggest that only a mitzvah that needs many people, you need to have many people for a minyan, for a shul. You need to have many people for, you can't have a yeshiva just with one child. There Chazal will make it. But a doctor's office I can make doesn't have that cooler. It's a difficult task to understand. If the vort is that it's a mitzvah, so this is also a mitzvah. So some want to suggest, because not all of the patients that are coming are really sick, are really people that we have to serve. And therefore, refuah is not a mitzvah. But tefillah, learning, is always a mitzvah. Therefore, he wants to suggest that if this is a doctor that treats patients that all need treatment, maybe the halacha would be different, and I would indeed be allowed to have in my apartment, if I'm a doctor, treat patients, even I'd be allowed to treat patients, even if my neighbors are upset.